Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative coming to you this morning from the Chamber's radio studios located in the lower level of our offices at 101 Pierce Street. And as we're fond of saying, the Siouxland Chamber, where Community Development 101, Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, all of those things take place. And if you've looked around town recently, you know that we made a concerted effort to address litter, and things are looking pretty good. And let's continue to invest some time and resources in making sure that we do our part to clean up our homes, our neighborhoods, and our businesses to make sure that our community is always looking its very best. As you know, folks, there are more and more people traveling for sports tournaments to the Expo Center, the arena, the Sports Academy, and the Long Lines Rec Center. And so as we have all these new visitors, we want to do our part to make sure that Siouxland is looking its very best. As what we also do each Saturday morning, we thank our program producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting. And collectively, we want to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to be joined by a first-time guest today, the proprietor and co-owner of Alfredo's Pizza on West 19th Street, Reese Kinchella. Reese, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure for me to be here today. I just wanted to say it is an honor and a privilege.
Well, thank you. We're thrilled to have you. And Reese is part of the Lennon family, and we're going to get into Reese's background. The Lennons established Alfredo's Pizza, Fred Lennon, thus the name Alfredo's, back in 1957. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. Back in 1957, Fred had his first store up on Court Street, and that's where everything started.
That's where it all began. And we're going to get into the history of Alfredo's extensively in the second half of the program. Before we get there, we want to introduce Reese to our listening audience. And Reese, you have a very interesting background. You're not a native of Sioux City.
No, sir. I'm not a native of Sioux City.
You're not a native of Iowa or the tri-state region or the United States for that matter.
No, I was born in Bombay, India back in 1983. I moved to Sioux City on March 16th, 2002. I flew into Sioux Gateway Airport. I had never seen snow.
Was there snow on the ground in March at that time?
There was snow on the ground. And here's the weird thing is I had longer hair. I had just washed my face. The pilot calmly said, it is negative 22 degrees outside. You might want to bundle up. This coming from a kid who didn't ever have a winter coat. Bombay doesn't really get above 80, 90 degrees Fahrenheit, doesn't drop below 65. So I walked from the plane to the terminal and my hair froze. Now, it wasn't frozen, a little frozen, it was frozen solid. So imagine my surprise.
Yeah, and you were 19 years old?
19 years old.
Yeah, well, welcome to the United States and to Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're familiar with the expression baptism by fire. That's baptism by wind chill and ice, I guess.
Yes, wind chill and ice.
So growing up in Bombay, is English the language that, is it your native tongue?
Yes, English is the primary language spoken just about all over India. Each state has its own language. So if you wanted to, say, get in with the locals, you spoke the state language. Since the British ruled India, English unites all states together.
So are there other languages or dialects that you speak?
I speak four languages. Okay. I can read and write them as well.
Wow.
So that's another cultural thing that we do back home that I didn't realize that it was something special, because you learn English and then you learn three languages from kindergarten on. You learn to read and write them. Now, granted, they're not languages that are useful in the United States, because I speak English, I speak Hindi, which is the state language. Actually, Marathi is, but Hindi is more widely spoken.
Interesting. And that's all part of the curriculum beginning in kindergarten.
Yes, sir.
Along with a very rigorous math, science, STEM-based curriculum.
Yes, yes. We start our computer classes all the way from first grade. So our mathematics are second to none. Our STEM-based curriculum now is one of the leading ones in the world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so as you came as a 19-year-old kid, were you still a student?
Yeah, I went to West High for 3 months where I had to catch up with the entire year's curriculum and graduate in those 3 months. And thank you to Dr. McTaggart, who was my principal at the time. He helped me out immensely.
So Mike McTaggart, who then was served on the school board. So a shout out to Mike McTaggart, who was an elected official serving on the Sioux City Community School District Board of Directors for a number of years and a term or two. And prior to that was your principal. And
yes,
so
he was.
Good morning, Mike. Hope you're listening. What came next for you after West High School?
I went to Western Iowa Tech. I did police science there, and it was a very eye-opening experience. I wasn't sure what to make of it at the time. I was just there to learn, and I did learn quite a bit. I graduated and then went to work for, at the time, I think it was Quest Wireless up in Vermilion. I did that for maybe about a year or so, and then went to work for First Financial Bank, did that for a year, and then went to work for Premier Bank Card, which I did for 14 years.
Oh, wow. Quite a history there. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio. We can be found at 1360 AM, 94.9 on the FM dial. Our guest today is Reese Kinchella, who is the proprietor and co-owner, along with his mother and stepfather, of Alfredo's Pizza on West 19th and Center Street in Sioux City, celebrating 67 years in business, one of the most iconic brands and restaurants in our Siouxland Tri-State community. And Reese, after 14 years with Premier Bank Card, is that when you made the transition into the family business?
Yes. I was told that... Excuse me. John wanted to retire.
And John being John Lennon, who is your uncle.
John Lennon wanted to retire. And my parents were like, hey, we're going to take over the business. Now, this is kind of weird because I had never run a restaurant before. Alfredo's was my first job. John Lennon was very nice to give me my first job. At Alfredo's.
Now, is this when you were a high school kid?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's how they learn.
That's how we learned. I mean, there's not a job in that restaurant that I haven't done. Everything from washing dishes to vacuuming floors. He even made me clean the bathrooms.
So you learned it literally from the ground up.
Learned it from the ground up. Never once gave it a second thought, you know, that I would be now running the place. And so... 2019, I think it was, that my parents were like, okay, we're going to take over Alfredo's Pizza. And I was like, I don't know how to do it. They're like, well, baptism by fire, you'll learn. So we started making the transition, and here we are.
5 years later.
5 years later.
So John Lennon is one of 11 children of Fred, the founder of Alfredo's Pizza, and... Your stepfather, Mark, is John's younger brother, and Mark bought the business from John, and so it stays in the family.
Yes, sir. We couldn't allow Alfredo's Pizza to go to a third party. At least it wasn't in the cards at that point.
There are an awful lot of people listening this morning that are saying, thank goodness for that, because you have, as you know, you have legions of followers and fans in the Sioux City Tri-State Metro, and my friends who I grew up with, went to school with, who no longer reside in this area, Alfredo's Pizza is one of the must stops when they come back to visit family.
Yes, it is. And we also have clients that come down from Arizona, from Colorado, that are Sioux City natives and that have moved away, and they have standing orders. So when they are coming in, they'll call us, I don't know, probably about a week ahead of time and say, hey, I need 30 pizzas. I need 15 pizzas. I need, sometimes we've gotten orders for 60 pizzas that the guys will,
they throw in a cooler and take back home.
They throw in a cooler.
So that's good to know, folks. Alfredo's will sell you frozen or partially baked pizzas that you can take home or that you can travel with. And that's an important part of the business. As good as the pizza is fresh, it's good to know that that alternative exists for those of you who have family and friends around the country. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is the proprietor, along with his mother and father, Reese. Is 5 years into the family business since your family bought it from your Uncle John and continuing to grow the business. And we'll be back with Reese Kinchella right after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Honestly, folks, this morning I am hosting one of my favorite guests just because he represents one of my favorite restaurants, Alfredo's Pizza, something that if you're within driving distance of this radio signal, you're familiar with Alfredo's Pizza at West 19th and Center in Sioux City, Iowa. I was telling Reese earlier in the day, I don't remember the first time I went to Alfredo's Pizza or that we had it as a family, but I know the first year of high school after a football game at Memorial, kids from all over town, regardless of whether you were the home or visiting team at Memorial, all the high school kids that didn't yet have driver's licenses would walk to Alfredo's Pizza. And that was a staple. And here it remains decades later, one of the most iconic and favorite restaurants in all of Siouxland. Reese Kinchella, along with his mother and stepfather, Mark Lennon, own Alfredo's Pizza and are growing the business. And Reese, for those who do not know, this is your 67th year in business, but you started on Court Street.
Yeah, we did. Alfredo's Pizza started on Court Street back in 1957. The West Side location, I think, was early 60s, probably 64, 63, somewhere in that. Don't quote me on that, of course. Yeah, it's 67 glorious years. I mean, 67 years of being a Sioux City icon, if I do say so myself.
Well, and I think many people are familiar with Alfredo's for birthday parties and all kinds of family gatherings and reunions. And they've picked it up and they've had it delivered and they've dined in. And those are all available to this very day.
Yes, sir, it is. We're one of the few places where if you have a party of 50 people, you have a party of 80 people, even 100 people. Heck, we've hosted get-togethers of 160 people in that building. Just give us a call, and we're more than willing to, make an exception or more than willing to accommodate any of your needs.
And you can accommodate a big group on site. If they want to know more, they can reach out to Alfredo's Pizza, and you're happy to help them with that. The one thing that I don't know that people are as familiar with is the rest of the menu beyond pizza.
Yeah, Alfredo's has quite a diverse menu. We have pizza, we've got pasta, we've got wings. It is really a full-service restaurant. We don't just deal in pizza. Heck, when we do our catering venues, we serve everything from chicken to brisket to pulled pork. You name it, and we can probably do it.
And I didn't know that you had all those different things. And I didn't know that you had catering services available as well. So someone that's hosting a graduation party this spring may want to reach out to you. And it looks like that's on the menu as well.
Yeah, we've catered for graduations, weddings. We even cater to our servicemen at the 185th, you know, and we're branching out. We like the catering aspect of it just so that Siouxland has a better notion of what Alfredo's can actually do for
and,
you.
And Reese, for those who want to learn more about those services and the menu and maybe pick up frozen pizzas or dine in, how do they get a hold of you?
You can come on down to the Alfredo's location on West, or you can just give us a call, 712-258-0691.
So 258-0691. And I have always known Alfredo's for its pizza. For a brief period of time, you serve lunch. What's the status of that today?
So we do lunches from Tuesday through Saturday. And we have a awesome salad bar. It's got 32 plus items on there, which is available all day. Most people who like the salad bar come in for lunch. Lunches are served from 11:30 on to 2. We kind of close down at 2 just to kind of restock and clean up and stuff. But yeah, we run it from Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., lunch with a salad bar and your famous Alfredo's pizza. Then you close for a couple of hours, and then your evening hours are?
4 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
And that's how many days a week?
We are open Tuesday through Sunday. We are closed on Mondays. We need a day off, too.
Yeah, got to give everybody a chance to rest. And for a period of time, Alfredo's did delivery. They did dine-in. They did pickup. They did pickup of frozen pizzas. How important has the continuity of all those different possibilities? And I know you now have a delivery service. You utilize one of the online delivery services. How important has that been to continuing the availability of the Alfredo's legacy?
Well, if you've been a fan of Alfredo's for more than 10 years, you would have known that we used to deliver with our own drivers. Now, we have partnered with the market delivers, and we have partnered with them for the past 2 years, and they have been great. Anywhere in Siouxland, they will deliver, and that's one way to get your pizza from Alfredo's if you don't want to come down, or if the weather's bad, or, you know, if you're just feeling lazy.
And Reese, I think it's important to note as well, if you choose pickup as an option, many people may not realize you have a drive-through on the west side of your building.
Yes, we do. We had to start the drive-through when COVID hit, and, you know, we opened it out of necessity, but it has been an integral part of our operations. You can order your pizza for pickup and just come through the drive-through, get your hot pizza, and you don't even have to get out of your car.
You know, folks, that's a great option, but I will tell you, I still believe the best way to enjoy an Alfredo's pizza is on site. Walk in the door, order your pizza, wait for your number to be called. It'll be served piping hot. It's so good that way. It's so fresh. It's such a great ambiance and atmosphere. And I have had clients that I have taken to Alfredo's Pizza, the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture I took in recently, the crew from the USS Sioux City we took, a group of business leaders who were exploring business opportunities in the Siouxland Metro from Chicago were here a couple of months ago. It's just a great place to get a unique pizza that is really unlike any pizza anywhere else in the world. What makes it so special, Reese?
The secret's in the sauce, Chris. The secret's in the sauce. I would like to say that we have the best pizza, but I might be biased.
Well, you may be, but it's fantastic. And as you and I discussed earlier, I have lived, worked, gone to school, served in the military in about a dozen different states. And I'm yet to find a pizza that I consider in any of those places as good as Alfredo's Pizza. You clearly have something special here.
I'd like to think so. It hasn't survived 67 years and COVID and an employee shortage if the pizza wasn't good. The food speaks for itself.
And it is exceptional. And how can people best support Alfredo's Pizza to make sure that your family business is here for the next 67 years?
The way that they've always supported it. Come on down, order online. We have online services as well. We've got delivery. Come on down for a pie. It'll probably change your life if you haven't had Alfredo's Pizza before.
It is certainly one of the best, but your Italian offerings, you include pasta. There's spaghetti in there. How far does it go into the Italian dining experience?
We have pasta. The sauce for the spaghetti has been simmering all day. It's a meat sauce that is exceptional. We have lasagna. We've got ziti. We've got raviolis. You name it, and we've got it. And come on down. Try. If you haven't tried the pasta, try the pasta. It's great.
You know, the pizza's so doggone good that it's hard to divert, but I'm going to take you up on the lasagna and pasta spaghetti with meat sauce next time. I'm going to give that a try because that'll be new to me. I'm looking for that new experience at Alfredo's, and I'm sure several other listeners are surprised to learn of the diversity of the menu, but I can assure you of this. We are committed as a community to seeing Alfredo's for the next 67 years. And so, folks, get down and support the Lennon family, Reese, his mother, his father-in-law, 258-0691. Graduation parties coming up, family reunions, spring and summer get-togethers. No time like the present to enjoy a pie from Alfredo's and some of the other diverse offerings. Reese, please give my regards to your father, Mark, and your mother, Mize. Did I pronounce her name correctly?
Yes, sir.
Tell them that we say hello at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. We're grateful for all you do in our community, including the philanthropy, the sharing of pizza with not-for-profit organizations and fundraisers. We're most indebted.
Thank you so much for having me, Chris.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. For Justin Barker, our producer, and our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, we want to thank Reese Kinchella of Alfredo's Pizza for joining us. Go out and make it a great weekend.